the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Dear prophets and sons of the prophets, kings and priests of the kingdom of God, grace to you and peace from our Lord Jesus Christ and from the prophet Jeremiah. He's got a word for you. You may know him as the weeping prophet. His was not what we sometimes might call a gravy call. This was before ministerial health, Concordia plans. He did have fellow prophets take some pretty harsh shots at him, though. Maybe we can identify with that. In our text, he's going toe-to-toe with the false prophet, Hananiah. This was sort of a preach-off between a prophet of glory and a prophet of the cross, between a prophet of prosperity and success, and frankly, a prophet of doom and gloom, and both claimed to be speaking the word, the true word of the Lord. Hananiah was spouting the politically correct party line. It's going to be all right. God is with his people no matter what. This Babylonian invasion is only a minor setback. In 2 years, it'll all be over. It's going to be all right because God's not going to abandon his people as long as the temple's there. And as long as somebody's doing something over there, then it's certainly all right with the world. The attack from Babylon is short-lived. 2 years, it's over. Now, Hananiah wasn't completely off base. Jeremiah himself had prophesied peace, remember. The proclamation of peace is not just a crowd pleaser, it is, in fact, the ultimate will and word of God. Jeremiah was the one who now seemed out of step here. But do you see what he does? He actually affirms the word of Hananiah. Amen! May it be so! We'll see. Probably not just a hint of sarcasm in his tone of voice. What he's saying is this. This is God's word, to be sure. It's God's plan to get to peace, but you've got it all mixed up. You've got it all out of order. You want it to happen your way, not God's way. You want peace, but on your terms. You want justice, but because you think you're innocent. You have forgotten the long-standing words of the prophets who talked about plague and war and pestilence and famine. Yes, there will be peace, but first, judgment. Law, then gospel. You can't plant without first plowing. You can't build up without first tearing down. You can't rise from the dead until you're dead. And a false peace is no peace. It's even worse by distorting reality and making God into the genie of our desires and wishes. It's not time to request. It's time to repent. God had already sealed their fate. Babylon would execute his divine judgment, and then, and only then, would come the new beginning. But note again the tactic that Jeremiah takes. He doesn't go straight out and say Hananiah was wrong as though it was his job to correct him, what he certainly knew to be false prophet. No, Jeremiah knows the word of the Lord about true prophecy. Deuteronomy 18, when that word comes true, you will know that a prophet has been amongst you. And in his calm, confident way, he simply proclaims the word of God. And then the stakes get higher. Their little tug of war turns into a battle of action prophecies. Jeremiah's been walking around with this wooden yoke on his shoulder to symbolize the yoke of Babylon, and Hananiah comes along one day and takes it off and breaks it. So Jeremiah comes back with a yoke of iron. So is the strong word of God. Unbreakable. Whether law or gospel, the word is sure. The word is true. It will come to pass just as he told you. And so Jeremiah comes back one more time with a time-dated prophecy. Let's heighten the stakes, Hananiah, of his own. You've given a 2-year window about Babylon. I'll see your 2 years and lower it by one. Within this 1 year, Hananiah will die. We'll see whose word comes true. And that's the end of the chapter. That's the end of the incident. That's the end of this episode. Except for one little droll epilogue sentence at the end of chapter 28. In that same year, in the 7th month, the prophet Hananiah died. No further comment given or needed. So, dear prophets, and sons of the prophets, kings and priests of the people of God, people and leaders of his church on earth, know this: the word of the Lord is sure. It will be done. The prophetic word has been made sure. He has been made flesh. This word of God, the very Son of God, in whom all the prophetic words and our prophetic proclamation as well find their yes and amen, has come. It is so. It is true. It is certain. He took the judgment. Yes, first the judgment, remember. Under a yoke of wood and iron nails, and then destroyed death and the curse and sting with new life, he is risen. Wait a minute, hold on. You're way ahead of me. Death, then life, but no life without death. And so he has given us that sure prophetic word of God to proclaim with calm confidence. When you forgive sins, they are forgiven. When you baptize in the name, new life is given. When you say, eat, drink, this is the body of Christ. It is the body of Christ. When you say Christ has died for your sins, he has died for your sins. When you say he is risen, he is risen indeed and lives and reigns to all eternity. This is most certainly true. And when you say, Christ will come again, he will. You've got God's word on that. That's the sure word of a true prophet. And it's ours to proclaim. In the name of Jesus, amen.